But there are very few houses. For instance, the house that my brother lived in is cheaper. Now I'm told it's a lighthouse. There's a brick house on the outside, inside of wood. They had a pantry there where they used to keep the store the groceries and what have you. But very few houses had a pantry.
Now, I said a lot of old worthless things that you were about to throw away. You just said that's a lot of old
junk.
Did you ever have a special place for keeping that?
No.
You talk about...
My wife's got a load of it right in that room.
What you call that room there?
That's a utility room, of course. That's where the wife stores her junk. I tell her, what the hell is Jesus saving if they're no good?
We talk about women, you know, while we're going and stuff they do sell. You know, when a woman, every morning, she does her what? When she gets up after she does, you know, after breakfast and everything, it's through, what does she do?
She does starts, you might say, of daily chores. There are different things. Them days you used to have a scrub before. Now you got vacuum.
What did they use to scrub the floor with?
Soap and water with a scrub brush. I've got one of them now.
What about the sweeping? You mentioned the vacuum. What would they sweep with? Just
broom. No, there's no such a thing as a vacuum in them days. You get on your hands and knees and scrub.
Did your mother ever have a special day for doing the clothes?
Yeah.
What day was she?
Oh, I remember that. You'd have a special day for washing. You'd have a special day for ironing. And them 2 days, they were special. Now, don't ask me what day is that. I don't remember that.
What would you call a place in town where a bachelor might send his shirts to be done? He'd send them to
laundry. Chinese. And that's, the best of my knowledge, we had quite a few of them. Chinese laundry, yeah, because we used to patronize them. Then we had another laundry, a steam laundry, it was known, Columbia Steam Laundry, catered to bulk. But you had the sheets, for instance, your dress sheets. You take them to China, which they take them to China. In fact, we had one, we lived about in the middle of the block, and just around the corner from where we lived, there was one Chinaman, Fernanda. And then there was another one, he had a grocery store, a big grocery store. But there was a number of Chinese laundries in QA.
Say, if the door were open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell me to get up and do what? You might
close the door.
Yeah. You talk about, you mentioned the Chinaman. Were there very many people like them? Most of the people around, were they English or American? And you mentioned there were some colored people.
We had some colored people. In fact, I think I was on your side, but we had one of the colored boys to play me. And that's what I tell them every now and then. I tell them, of course, the colored people now are far different from what they were then. My grandmother had a colored family living right side inside. We're associated with colored people, but the thing was, they knew the place. In 35, for instance, I won one FERA, it was known of then. And I had been working on the lighthouse yard, and so the civil engineer there liked me. So when I won in FERA, he had him send me down there in charge of about, I think, five or six colored men. And we got along just grand. Lord, how you treat people.